Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the bay.
These people are idiots.
Aw, motherfucking yeah. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct, and I'm disorganized as per usual. Just got into the studio. And things are fucking in total disarray. But it don't matter. I'm here. You're here. Let's get this on, shall we? It's Wednesday night. It's Disorderly Conduct. And people are going nuts in the chat room already. Shouts out to Anon Sicko, Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Cyber War News, Goofy Bone, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Shag Me, and Wendigo. Shouts out to all of you for joining me here early on. Open lines tonight. There's not really any agenda. I know I put on the thing that there's this GOP debate. I don't know if any of you people really give a shit about that. I had nothing better to do this afternoon, so I watched it and tweeted along with it. So we can talk about that, talk about the dog and pony show that is the Republican presidential debates. Tomorrow, also, in Operation BART news, tomorrow, No Justice, No BART will be holding a demonstration of a protest at the Powell Street Station in San Francisco. Apparently, they're going to try to get a big turnout of folks there at the to protest outside the fair gates. And then I guess the plan is that enough people show up and they just basically open up the fair gates and let people ride for free. Sorry, Bob, not Bring Your Weapon Wednesday. I did have a Bring Your Weapon Wednesday, and that kind of went bad. Didn't go well. somebody decided that their weapon for Bring Your Weapon Wednesday would be LOIC, and somebody attacked my show on Bring Your Weapon Wednesday when I did that, so I've discontinued that for a while. People really brought weapons, virtual ones, and so I'm not really down with that. I'd prefer to have my show functional and running. Yeah. I have Goofy Bone here with me. What's up, Goofy?
What's popping, Vince? What's going down tonight?
Not much, dude. Not much at all. It's pretty much wide open, dude. Just kicking
so
back.
So what happened on the Dog and Pony Show?
Oh, the Republican debates?
Yeah.
Well, they tried really hard to make it a showdown between Mitt Romney and Rick Perry. And Romney is like the most plastic, fake, prototypical politician you could get. And so many of these GOPers want him. They want him because he's presidential. In other words, fake. In other words, 100% plastic and not real. And it's just a complete joke. And the debate itself was not that exciting, but some of the running commentary on Twitter was kind of cool. And I just think it's funny that you got these people like Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry trying to talk major smack about Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve. And they're just regurgitating all this shit that Ron Paul has been saying the whole fucking time, and suddenly people take them serious when they say it. Like
people listen to them. But when little tiny old Ron Paul says it, oh, that's an old man. He's about to die in a couple of years. Who cares about what he says? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that kooky old Ron Paul. What does he know?
I'm going to be honest with you. If we let Ron Paul in, I bet you a lot of shit will change. And you could quote me on that.
I'd like to agree with you, Goofy Bone, but I'm afraid Ron Paul, as much as I love most of his message, he would be met with a lot of friction, He's already there in Washington now, and, you know, he's kind of marginalized as it is, and I'm sure if he were to somehow miraculously get elected, his policies would be watered down and marginalized as well.
Yeah,
and we all know that the president really doesn't do shit. Okay, he's just a spokesperson. He's a figurehead. He's a lightning rod for people to lay blame on when things go bad, or give credit to when things go good. But he really just goes around and reads speeches all day. That's all he does. George Bush proved that.
And the funny thing, he doesn't even write them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he pays somebody to write them.
Of course.
These guys ain't so intelligent they could write a speech. I mean, shit, I could do a speech off the top of the head. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on. These are your president's people?
Go ahead, do one right now, dude. Give us a speech.
Okay, cool. What kind of speech you want me to do?
Tell us how the big thing is jobs. Tell us how you're going to create jobs in the United States. Okay. How are you going to create jobs?
My fellow Americans, sitting here as a Northern Cali gang member, I just want to let everybody know that we have a problem in the world, and it spells jobs. The problem is we need to help people get those jobs. And my policies right now are going to tell you that we're going to stop outsourcing jobs from India, from China, from wherever else they come from. And we're going to give the Americans the opportunity of the decade to swoop on those jobs. We're even sending illegal aliens out, ship them back to Mexico. And we're saying, hey, America, if you want a job, come to America, because Goofy Bone will have your job there waiting for you. Section 8ers, you could get off your fat asses, and you guys could get a job too. All those welfare entitlement people, get off your ass. We pay you for years and you people can't even work. I'm mad, Vince. I don't even know where I'm going on this thing. Oh, man.
So what, is everybody gonna work as a gardener? Is that your plan?
Nah. You know what? It's just the reason why America doesn't have jobs is because they outsource every freaking job. And I mean outsource, I mean they'll go get some idiotic fool from India that went to like a University of Phoenix school. They'll get him, bring him in, and then they'll say, by the way, if you want to bring your mother and dad too, why don't you go ahead and bring them? We'll give them Social Security, even though they never worked a day in America. We'll give them Social Security. Why? Because they're old. And we'll see that you're a taxpayer. We'll just go ahead and feed off you, and we'll just, you know, give you the little incentive to, you know, to have your mom and dad have a check. That's what they do. Why? Because I work in the computer field. I see all these Indians all the damn time. They tell me how they scam America. In America, I'm serious. If you're somewhere out there, say a foreigner, you could scam America more than an American could scam America. I'm dead serious. Look it up for your damn selves, people. Jesus.
Right on, bro. Hey, we got another caller here. Let's see what this is. I think it might be Emmy. Emmy, is this you?
Yeah.
Ooh, hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
I thought you were going to call in later. I wasn't expecting you so early.
No, that's tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow. Oh, cool. Sweet, dude. So what's going on? How are you, honey?
I'm doing just fine. I'm pretty high right now, so.
Oh, really?
Not hungry. Anymore.
I'm pretty damn sober right now, so I'm glad somebody's flying high. It's good shit, man.
Medicated.
Good times. Look at all these folks in the chat room. Hello, Shari Wong in the chat room, Anon Sicko, Artie's World, Bob Bovington, Cyber War News, Goofy Bone, Halcyon, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Shagme, Smithsonian Anon, and Wendigo in the building, rounding it out there with the early chit-chatters. Good shit, people. Yeah, it's open lines tonight. There's no agenda. I am also in a private little chat here with some folks, one of which is Emmy, and these people are being very, very naughty and lewd in this chat. I don't know how I feel about this, Emmy. You're quite the inspiration, it seems.
Go.
What's up? What's up, Goofy? What'd you say?
Oh, no. One of my friends hit me up saying if you want to have drinks at Applebee's right now. I hit them up.
Applebee's?
Then we can be live from Applebee's. Hell yeah. It's Wednesday night? Shit.
Dude,
What'd
you say?
I said I got drunk last night. It makes me feel any better about drinking on a Wednesday. I drank on a Tuesday.
Oh, I don't think Goofy has any problems with drinking on any days of the week.
Shit, I'll go get a beer right now. Hold on, people.
Yeah, go get a beer, dude.
I'm glad to have been.
You know, Vince, being a big-ass Mexican that I am, you know, I drink the regular bottles of beer, you know, like the regular bottles. To me, they're like little cups of water. I have to drink a 40 in order just to enjoy a beer. This is like a regular beer. I feel like a mutant. Jesus. But anyways, cheers to everybody out there.
Cheers, even though I don't drink, but cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Good times. What are you drinking there, Budweiser? What, King of Beers?
Corona Familiar. I drink none but Mexican beers. I'm sorry, America, your beers suck, but the old Mexican beers, they make me feel Mexican. Oh, man.
Wow, imagine that.
I just try to stick to my race, you know what I'm saying? But
hey, what happened on Ghost today? I missed the Ghost show today. What happened on there? I listened to
I wasn't even on. I wasn't even on there. I've been recording all day for my album.
Oh, shit, that's right. Your album's dropping, like, in a couple of days, isn't it?
Saturday.
Do you have any tracks? Do you have any tracks that you can that we can preview here, or what's up?
No, I do not. I do not have nothing for you right now. But tomorrow, I will send you a track.
Wait, you said you do not have nothing for me, so that means you have something.
I do, but it's not whipped up yet. You know what I'm saying? It's just raw, real, uncut.
I hear you. So this new record, what direction are you going in with this? Is there a theme?
I'm using the good old Mexican. I'm the illegal alien. You know, so I'm just. Some of it's that, some of it's, you know, just the bone songs, and then you got some straight off my chest, you know, like saying fuck everybody, you know. I got a song on there called Death to a Hater. I got Ghost on there. I got Tzeki. I think I even got Moxie on there saying Goofy Bones, a fat beaner. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, I just, you know, everything I say, you know, it's part of my life, you know, so it's not like I'm one of these phony ass Rick Ross, fucking Lil Wayne, you know, phony wannabes, you know, I'm real, people, you know, I don't sit here and try to fake the funk. This is what I do. This is how I live. This is how I survive. So it's like, fuck it. Everyone else can be in the music. Why can't I be? Fuck it.
But, I hear you, man. Hey, let's bring on Shari Wong. Speaking of gangsters, my gangsta homie from the UK, Shari Wong, is here. What's up, Shari? Shari, hello. Earth to Shari, you're on. What's up?
My mic on.
You're cutting in and out, bro. You're cutting in and out. Really bad connection. Hello? All right, he's gone. Hopefully he'll come back. Yeah. Yeah, good shit. I'm here with Goofy Bone and Emmy. We are holding it down here on Wacky Wednesday. Shari Wong's is... You better wait till you finish downloading all that porn and malware and whatever else it is. Crappy Teabag says Moxie is in Debbie's show now as one of the Bobos. I don't believe that. I happen to know firsthand that all the Bobos are controlled by one gentleman who goes by Bo. And nice try, Crappy Teabags, but no cigar. So if you want to get in on this, 347-826-7667 is the number. I got Goofy Bone here with me and... Emmy, and I'm going to get into some goofy music right here. I know you all love Goofy Bone and are in high anticipation of the release of his new record, which drops on Saturday, he says. And if it's anything like his output so far, I'm sure it's going to be amazing. So let's check out a track here from Goofy Bone. This is Drama on Disorderly Conduct. I'll be right back.
Chow time, gentlemen. Chow time.
Fuck you, pig.
Oh, bills on wheels for you then, motherfucker.
Fuck you, pig.
Come on, everybody. Chow time. Chow time.
Coming right back to me.
Drama.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Comes in all shapes and sizes.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Got itty bitty surprise.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
That's why I always got my Glock.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Drama, it comes in all shapes and sizes. Itty the gods, itty bitty surprises. The Glocks are loaded, so let's go. It's time to create a murder show. Jump suckers in the streets trying to disrespect. Call me Goofy Soprano trying to put fools in check. What happened, everyone was down for their crime. I've been dropped that dumb in the streets of San Jose. That don't work. If you don't got your paperwork, you're lying in dirt. I've seen it before, even my life's expendable. To the next man, you'll see the pressure lifetime cable. But are you
underline that fact. If you're a coward, you're gonna get whacked. Pull him through his house while he's water his lawn, then you attack.
Now that's trauma.
Come right back to me, right back to me.
The world is trauma.
Come right back to me, right back to me. Right back to me, right back to me.
It's all trauma.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Trauma, now that's a very tight issue. It even got your mama crying up a tissue. Stupid motherfucker should have known his role. And now he's sleeping in a cemetery hole. If he did the job right, he wouldn't be dead. I put that on the north, I put a bullet in his head. For not listening to Pacific instructions. You fucked up, now you'll have to see the world. It's just life, it happens every day on the street. Nor accomplice is crying, that bitch will soon seek defeat. Spend a mil .7 to try to get rid of us. Fuck gang task force, them bitches are scared of us. Acting like everything's alright. Hiding all our murders from the NBC News at night. Politicians, you're gonna need our vote one day. But because of that bitch, we're gonna turn our backs away.
Now that's trauma.
Come right back to me, right back to me. Right back to me, right back to me.
It's trauma.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
It's all trauma.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Trauma, it even got your mind paranoid. Your baby's mama's calling the cops because you try to avoid the situation this bitch put in front of you. There's a knock at the door, I guess they're coming after you. All handcuffed on the way to the county jail. You up in a hole, they take cold, just trying to make bail. Your mind is going a million miles an hour. Maybe you should have hit her, but you know you're not a coward. Looking at the charges, gotta say, what the fuck? Shaking your head, knowing that you're just shit out of luck. All this just for a woman. Then they wonder why we always burn them. I'd rather be solo than to be up in the shit. I'm here struggling to live when I could have been rich. One day, I took the DNA test to see. I found out the truth, this little kid ain't from me.
Now that's trauma.
Coming right back, right back to me.
The
world's trauma.
Have to get
right back to me, right back to me.
It's trauma.
You know the kids
right back
are.
To me, right back to me.
Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un gran costo.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory.
Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Aw, oh, motherfucking Jaya. General Sec in the building. What's that all about? General Sec. With a J, right on. We got some folks in the chat room chit-chatting it up. Good to have you all here. Anon Sicko, Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Sherry Wong, I'm sorry, Cherry Bomb and Shari Wong. That's Shari Wong of Shari and the Crappies fame. Also, Cyber War News. Shouts out to Cyber War News holding it down in the chat room. As well as Goofy Bone, Halcyon, General Sec, Carl Barks, Kishu, Lol Sec Own, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Rafflecopter. Fair enough. Shagmi's in the building. Smithsonian Anon and Wendigo in the house. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out, dudes. Kishu is also sending me files. I don't know if I want to... you guys... I hope these are nudes of somebody. Do I want to know, Kishu, what you're sending me? I'm sorry, folks. I'm giving you some running commentary on the side here. I'm back here with Goofy Bone and Emmy. We're holding it down here. We just heard a track from Goofy Bone. He's got his new record coming out on Saturday. And what's the title of the record again, Goofy?
Illegal Alien.
Oh, self-titled record.
Self-titled.
Good times. Holy moly. Where are these picks from? I did not want to see the glitter pick, but I am liking the other pick I'm getting. If anybody wants to send me nudes, no problemo. Send me nudes. I'd love those. Take them personal direct message. Don't matter. Whatever you want to direct message me on Twitter. You want to personal message me in the chat room here. You want to hit me up on email. It's vinceinthebay@gmail.com. Send all your nudes to vinceinthebay@gmail.com. And feel free to litter the chat room with your nudes as well. I'm down. We have Emmy here on the line and Goofy Bone. They are both being very quiet and well behaved.
Sorry, Vince. What's going on Thursday? I didn't know if I was on because sometimes you leave me muted. I'm there talking.
No. You're live, dude. You're totally live.
Okay. What's happening on tomorrow?
So tomorrow, the guys from, No Justice, No BART, the guys that want to disband the BART police, tomorrow, I'll read this straight off their flyer. It says, 5 p.m. Thursday, September 8th, Powell BART Station, no money for police brutality and murder. Disband the BART police. Join us for a protest in front of the BART station, in front of the fare gates at Powell BART station. If BART police decide to close the station, we will move our protest to nearby stations. If you can't join us, consider starting your commute at Powell and riding for free. Stay informed by following No Justice, No BART on Twitter. They're just trying to congregate in mass outside the fare gates, and apparently at a certain point they just start letting people in for free. I don't know. That's what I've heard. Yeah, because it gets so clogged with people. It gets so clogged with people that they just open the emergency gate and let people in that way. I don't know. That's how it was explained to me by Christoph on the radio today. He did a radio broadcast on KPFA, Hard Knock Radio, and he said that that's what they do, is they just congregate in front of the fare gates and make it so hard that the police just escort people through the emergency gate.
Come on, I've been to a Raider game. I've been to a Giants games where they have millions of people. They never do that shit.
I thought that sounded kind of suspect. I'm going to show up to see how this works. I want to see how this works exactly. Go ahead.
I mean, like, with the, I guess, the original, the off-art protest, didn't they try protesting inside the stations and the police just closed the stations?
Yeah.
I want to know who's the Filipino guy on the BART radio. That guy's fucking hilarious. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
There's a couple of BART train operators, because all the train operators call out the stations, and some of them really get into it. Like, there's this one fruity guy that's always like Powell Station. Powell Station.
Yeah.
16th Street Station.
I want to take a lunch right now, so being released by Vince in the Bay.
24th Station. 24th Station. This is the goodest station. You get off here for the Lumpia at the three blocks away.
Oh, man. Shout out to good old BART. Fuck.
BART's great when they're not executing people. I was thinking about it. Like, why do they need a BART police? Seriously. Like, they don't have...
Why do they need guns? That's my thing.
The SFPD could watch the stations in San Francisco and obviously the Oakland beat in Oakland. So all the stations could be covered locally by local police outfits. It's just a matter of policing the trains. Do the trains even need police? Really? I mean, do all trains need police? I don't see police on the train on every single train when I'm on a train.
Well, they want your safety, Vince. Remember, the Constitution of Safety.
People take airline flights. There's no cops stationed there's no airline police, right? There's no.
Yeah, you could have said that 10 years ago.
And at least not here in like countries like Israel, they do, but they don't even let pilots carry guns on planes. I mean.
But that's
why do they need them on trains? Why do they need them on trains? I don't get it.
But you know the
and it wasn't it wasn't even like it was created with the BART train system too. It was created alongside it. It wasn't like they created the BART and all of a sudden there was like a rash of fucking beatings and killings. They're like, oh Jesus Christ, we need a fucking police force on here. No, they just created it alongside of it. They're just like, oh, we're just gonna create our own little entity here, a little BART police.
Yeah, but let's go back to the Oscar Grant trial. They were suing for $50 million, and they ended up with $1 million each, for one for his daughter and one for his family. Are you serious? Serious. Did you read this, Vince, or am I just lying out of my teeth? Or am I in the green room? I'm in the green room.
No, you're not in the green room. You're not in the green room yet.
Oh, I was about to start
Let's try Shari Wong one more time. Shari Wong is back. What's up? What's up, Wongs? Are you done multitasking on your computer, or it still sounds like you're cutting in and out, bro? Shari Wong's Earth to Shari Wong's. Yeah. It's not working, dude. I don't know what the deal is, bro. I think you might be on self-mute. Either that or you must be testing out the same voice modulator that the Jackal was trying the other night and just getting zero results.
Yeah.
Kishu's on the line. What's up, Kishu?
Hi. I just woke up like a little. Oh, hi.
Ago.
I heard you talking some shit about my chat just ago.
What did I talk shit about? What did I say?
I don't even know.
What did I say?
I don't know because I wasn't listening.
Wait a second. You're mad at something I said, but you didn't know what I said because you weren't listening. How's that possible? Please explain that to me.
I just woke up. Like, my shit got rid of this stuff yet. Oh, my God.
You sure you didn't dream it?
Oh, the hottest picture ever of Emmy right now. Oh, my God.
That's Emmy? Arching back like that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Wow.
I know.
Not safe for work, kids. Not safe for work. Not safe for Shari. Not safe for. I'm sorry. This is how it is. A couple of years, Shari. You'll be old enough. A couple of years.
I think that Vince needs to be banned from the combo now.
I'm not even reading it. I'm trying to keep up with my switchboard and my chat room and my Twitter.
But I did
get the files. Thank you. And whatever malware was attached to it, I appreciate that.
Just don't download the files that I send because I'd rather you not see me. I mean, you already have, but, you know, I'd rather you not ever see me naked again. And I'm sure you don't want to see me naked either. It's just weird now, Vince. It really is. It's like it's almost like we're like brother and sister or something, you know? Like, it feels so wrong. So wrong.
Dude, okay, so I just got sent a paste bin from Team Poison. It says Lil Wayne doxed. Lil Wayne got doxed by Team Poison. This is via Forsaken sent me this. It says nothing serious, but nothing big at all. Just for the lulz, of course, but for a good reason why. Wait, it says but for a good reason why we did it. Is because his music is shit, and maybe you could troll the hell out of him. Currently, he's on tour in the West Coast, and will be home shortly. And it lists his name, his number, his address, many addresses, multiple addresses. He's balling, obviously, rolling deep with the houses, dude. But whatever. Lil Wayne, there you go, doxed. Lil Wayne doxed by Team Poison for the lulz, of course.
Why is Lil Wayne a gangster when he doesn't, you know, he was in the Crip neighborhood and he got punked. You know what I'm saying? He had a security with him and all those Crips were calling him out. Well, why gangbang if you're going to be doing shit like that? You know what I'm saying?
Why can't rappers just be rappers? Why do they have to be gangsters too?
Yeah, like in most of my music, you know, I'll scream out North and all this and all that. I just, you know, I rap. I wear my Nebraska hat. You know what I'm saying? Represent. So, you know, this fool's over here saying.
I love you. You're so cute. I can't lie. You're adorable.
I can't believe we didn't meet Goofy Bone. You didn't see him at the last
show. You rode by me four times, and I was just looking. And I even said, what's up? And you just rode by me, man. I was pissed. I didn't wear no mask or anything.
Dude, every op bar, we went out separately. We left separately, okay? Left his house separately. And then we ignored each other the whole time. Except for the last one, where at the end, he stopped and talked to me for about 2 seconds to tell me he wasn't going to be coming home. And gave me his keys. That was it. So
nice
he was being very anonymous.
Fucking dick. I was out there.
I ride solo, bro.
Gang
man.
It was
Megaforce. It was Megaforce. I was in Megaforce.
I only have a glimpse of you. I mean, I don't, you know, I've seen Vince's pictures all over the place, you know what I'm saying?
I'm like,
I'm not on the email list where I get
girl.
Special pitch.
I'm
you.
Like 5'4", platinum blonde, almost white hair, big green eyes, and very gaudy, as Vince would say. Although I think I'm just glamorous. But I accessorize like a motherfucker, and Vince calls me gaudy, but whatever. I'm gaudy. I accessories. Oh,
okay,
but,
it looks like I got some folks. Shagney says take Skype calls. If you're called in and you want to get on the show, you got to press the number one. Press the number one to raise your hand. If not, I'm going to presume that. There we go. Is that you, Shagney?
No.
Oh, okay. Caller, who's this?
This is Clive.
Clive.
No, I was just wondering.
What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah. So where's the link for this Lil Wayne docs?
Oh, Lil Wayne docs. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't paste it in the chat. My bad. If you go to Forsaken's Twitter. It's underscore Forsaken, but that's with a zero instead of the here. I'll just paste it into the chat. He's got it. The link on there. Bob Bobbington already. Somebody already beat me to it. Bob Bobbington put it in there. You can also go to Forsaken's whatchamacall? Twitter. There's his Twitter. And
yeah. Morsi lives in L.A. I used to go steal flowers from his yard. I was such a little creeper. But now I don't know where he lives, so somebody needs to dox him for me so I can keep stalking him. Apparently he's in, like, Greece or something, though.
That's not creepy at all.
Right. Dude, I'm Morsi obsessed. I'm such a little creeper. He's, like, in his 50s, but I was seriously, like, you don't even understand. I really love that man. Love, love, love. Oh, my God. Oh, it's so cute to hear your little giggle in the background, Amy.
Oh, man. She's like my new hot, sexy co-host. I
know, right? You don't even
know. She won't go away, and I love it. I hope she stays forever.
I hope she stays forever, too. I love it. I love that there's another girl. I don't feel so lonely anymore.
Oh, you guys make me blush.
Yeah, so there you have it. Lil Wayne doxed on the internet. We reported it here live on air. Vince in the Bay holding it down with a ton of listeners. People are going are coming in left and right. Oh, check it out, Lady Slugga in the building. Lady Slugga out of nowhere, long time friend of the show. Lady Slugga, welcome back to the chat room. I got tons of people lined up here. I got Clive on the line, Emmy and Kishu. We're holding it down for another hour and 15 here. We're just getting warmed up. Emmy hasn't even busted a nut yet, so Goofy's here as well. He's on mute right now, though, because I don't know. I'm just kind of tired of him. I'm just kidding, Goofy. You're not muted.
It's all right. I don't care.
Goofy, you didn't even, like, try to Skype me or anything when I was there. I'm so upset with you.
You know, I was trying to be the Twitter friend who, like, alert people, you know, because I had the radio station thing on my iPhone. So I was trying to be, you know, I was there, you know, giving updates. And then, you know, a couple of cops seen me a couple of times walking to different places. And they told me, hey, if I see you again, I'm going to take you to jail. So you're loitering. And, of course, on one of them I had the mask, and then on the other one I was just there like a regular pedestrian. But, you know, they recognized me. They thought I was from the press.
I only had one weird night with the cops, and that was the last night I was there, the third one. Then that was, I think it was because I was going up to, like, the vans and taking pictures of them in their vans, and there was, like, this one picture where, like, this guy was just, like, munching on this huge sandwich, and I took a picture of him as he was, like, with his mouth full all munching. And then he got, like, kind of mad. He's, like, giving me this evil glare. And then later, after everything was over, it was like, I don't know, 9 o'clock, and I was like on the side of the corner trying to get a taxi, and I was like waving down a taxi, and then all, like, these cops just kept driving in circles and, like, glaring me down. And a few times they'd go really, really slow right around the corner I was at and just glare at me, you know? And
were they the Honda ones?
No, they were regular cars, but at the same time, it was the same two cops that kept circling around the block, you know, and I got a little
nervous. Was it a black and a white one?
No, it was two white guys, but, yeah, I mean, that was the only, like, weird, awkward moment I had with the police. Aside from that, like, I was taking tons of pictures of the cops, and I was, like, talking to them, and they didn't seem to give me any issues, so that was good. I was at every one without a mask. You know, I mean, I'm sure that by the third week they noticed me, you know.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, but yeah, I was arrested for taking Celtec at one point.
Wow.
For taking what?
For taking Celtec.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, I feel like I'm lucky then, because I took tons of pictures of the cops, and I was, like, with my, like, pink fucking phone, you know, all fucking out there, you know. So I'm surprised that nobody harassed me. But I'm glad they didn't. I don't need to go to jail. I have a kid, you know. Yeah,
good times. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. It's Kishu and Emmy and Vince and Clive and Goofy. And together, we're all Disorderly Conduct. And it looks like we got some extra friends in the chat room. Welcome, extra friends, to the show. I hope you're having a good time. If you want to call in and get on in on the action, the number is 347-826-7667. Once you dial in and you want to join the conversation, you got to press the number 1 on your keypad. Press the number 1, and that raises your hand virtually. It alerts me that you want to get on the fucking horn here with us and get down to some business, you know what I'm saying? I do take requests, but you have to send them to me via Twitter before the show starts. And my good friend the Jackal knows what's up, and I'm going to fulfill one of the Jackal's requests in just a minute here. But first, let's take one of these Skype callers. BZ Bra, what's up? You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, bro. I've got this problem. I've been at the gym lately, and I seem to have buckled my shoulder, and like I think it's translating into dreams because I keep waking up in the middle of the night having a cold sweat with the word frog tech.
I would suggest finding some dilaudid. It's the best thing I could prescribe for anything, really. Dilaudid, simple. 347, I appreciate the call, thank you. 347-826-7667 is the number. I've got this song I'm going to play here in a second for Jackal, and I already forgot the name of it. I'm such an idiot. Let me look it up here. Oh, it's Afrojack. You guys ever heard of Afrojack? Some, it's obviously, you know, some sort of...
Did you guys hear about that drummer who stole from his band?
Yeah, which drummer hasn't? That's like every band.
I mean, recently. I thought it was one of
the... Oh, yeah, what's the most recent one? Tell us about it, Goofy.
No, I forgot the name of it, but I thought it was one of Kishu's bands.
Oh, probably. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter, dude. It doesn't matter.
Mute me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll mute you. You're muted. Emmy, you're muted. Clive, you're muted. Kishu, you're muted. Everybody's muted. I'm going to mute myself and fulfill this request for the Jackal. I'll be right back with your calls. 347-826-7667. It's Vince Bay.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Aw, motherfucking Jaya. You already know what it is. Vince of the Bay back for more. I have Emmy and Goofy with me. And Kishu as well. Kishu just woke up from a nap. Surprise, surprise. Emmy is probably going to inspire me to do a FAP nap as soon as possible. But, good times. We're back. Goofy's here. Goofy logged out of the chat room. I guess he was disgusted by some of the folks in there. Were they giving you a hard time in there, Goofy? What's up?
Nah, I just I have the studio in the garage, and that's where I have, like, you know, headquarters. So now I'm just in the living room. Chilling.
I hear you. Yeah,
I'm trying
back,
to get some
relax.
Chicken come over, but she can't get away, so shit happens.
Yeah. That's how it is. BZ Bra is still here. What's up, BZ Bra?
Why'd you mute me before, you fucking dickhead, man? You're a cheeky cunt. That's what you are, mate. You're a fucking cheeky cunt. Okay.
All right, I think he can go ahead and he can go ahead and do his own show in the green room.
What
he
a
can,
hot accent, though. Seriously, ooh, I just can't.
You fucking motherfucker! How dare you?
I love it when they talk dirty. I love it when they talk dirty.
I know, I do too. Oh, makes me. So
I was already pretty turned on by Emmy, but once that guy started talking dirty to me, I became fully erect. I was kind of, no offense to Emmy, I was a little semi-erect, and then that guy started talking dirty to me, and I am just at attention now, pitching a tent here. Thank God it's always Free Ball Friday for me, technically. It's Free Ball Wednesday today. But, dude, we got a nice little turnout of folks in the chat room. Thanks for coming through. I still can't get over the fact that Lady Slugga is back in my chat room. Like, that's old school BTR familia right there.
Yeah, she must have been around before I was, because I've never heard her name before, so it's got to be pretty old school, that's for sure.
Good times. Good times. All right, well, since we have a little lull in the action, and by lull, I don't mean lulls. We can have some lulls, certainly. Why don't, you know, I do have my the goddesses here with me, Emmy and Kishu and Goofy Bone, and we're holding it down here, and I don't know, we're coming up to the end of the first hour. This is the end of the first hour. Thanks for coming through, everybody. I really appreciate all the love. And I'm once again, I'm Vincent DeBay. I'm your audio erotic host. Artie's World, could you simmer down there in the chat room? We don't need some scrolling action going on here. Don't make me have to institute martial law, all right? You guys have been good so far. Everybody has been very civil in their discourse in the chat room. Everybody's, more or less behaving. And, this is kind of like the BART station. Once you've entered the fair gates, it's no longer a free speech zone in the chat room. When you log on to this chat room and you call into the show, you are exiting the free speech zone of whatever place you're from. And you are now in Artie's World. This is how it started the last couple nights. Artie's World gets it kicked off for some reason. He just starts saying that Vince is gay. And then it just, the floodgates open. So I'm just going to, Artie's World is going to take a little time out, a little 2 minutes in the penalty box there. 2 minutes, Artie's, for scrolling. 2 minutes for scrolling. Yeah, exactly. Halcyon's got the right idea. Wait till the end of the show to scroll. That's the time to scroll is at the end of the show. Thank you. Good point, Halcyon. Appreciate that. But yeah, shout out to Lady Slugga in the building, old school friend of the show. Glad to see you're back, Lady Slugga. And damn, man, lots of folks in the chat room. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for another hour here. Don't be shy. Call in 347-826-7667 is the number. And I'm gonna make love to you here on the air for another hour. It's just you and me. Okay, and we're gonna make love, not war. Kind of like how I am with all. See, a lot of these folks that have been calling in. I realize that we got some extra friends here tonight with us, and I don't know what their problem is. I think they're trying to agitate the program maybe in some way, shape, or form, and. You know, I'm not here to make war. I'm here to make love. Okay, that's why I have Emmy here with me and Goofy Bone. We can talk shit. No, don't get me wrong. I mean, that's Blog Talk Radio. What do you want? But right now it's time. Let's make love, not war, is what I'm saying. I want to give a shout out to all the sexy foxes in the building. Plenty of lovely ladies in the house, like Goose Cream Soup, Mary Mad. Who else is a lady in here? All the ladies in that. Lady Slugga in the building. Kishu. Heather Lynn's Dick. Oh, wait, no, that's not. Is that a dude or a chick? I see. Bob Bobbington, that's what I mean by extra friends, is our 4chan. Brethren who have somehow found their way here to the program. Thanks for coming through, guys. But I just want to say hi to all the ladies in the building. And let's take a little break here, stretch out, and get to know each other. And I'll tell you a little story here about a lady friend that I used to have that I used to make sweet love to on the nightly. She's no longer around, but the memory of her lingers on. And I don't know, some of you regulars might have heard me talk about her before. You might have heard this once or twice, but I'm talking about Zuzana. Oh motherfucking jail. That's right. The ITB in the building. We sit together on the sofa with the music way down low. I've waited so long for this moment. It's hard to believe it's really so. The door is locked, there's no one home. They've all gone out, we're all alone.
Zuzana, 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 I'm crazy loving you. I put my arm around your shoulder, run my fingers through your hair. It is a dream, I can't believe it. It took so long, it's only fair. And then the phone begins to ring,
and a stranger's voice on the other end of the line says, "Oh, I'm sorry, wrong number. You fucking whore."
Zuzana, 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 you motherfucking whore. Zuzana, 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 you crazy fucking whore.
That's right, Zuzana, I know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah, fellas, watch out for this Zuzana bitch. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm not talking about your regular garden variety dirty slut or whore. This bitch, this fucking cunt bag, she's a man killer.
Zuzana.
She'll eat your testicles. You know what I'm talking about, fellas.
Zuzana, Zuzana, I'm crazy fucking you. Hey, Zuzana.
Shooby dooby dooby doo. Listen up, you dirty sluts, you fucking whores, bitches, and hoe bags. This is Vince in the Bay all up in you, bringing you the real deals. These nuts serve more than meals on wheels, you know what I'm saying? So lay back, relax, and check out this story about my homegirl, Zuzana. I think you know her. Oh yeah, Zuzana, you know what I'm going to do to you, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, cradled between your tender thighs, I lift you to my mouth, and the abundance of your wetness greets me. And my mouth overflows with your warm essence. Your sweet taste is on my tongue. Your fragrance delights my senses. No gentle lick this visit. No bashful, cautious approach, for I wish to consume you. Push against my hungry mouth, young one, as the tip of my tongue slides up the slippery furrow that welcomes me between rows of delicate pink petals. Thrust against my generous tongue. Show me the power of your desire. My oral caresses consume you. My exploring tongue lifts the hood and finds your smooth, firm pearl. You squeal in that unique way you always do when I hit it just right, signaling that I've found your spot, of course. I harden with response. I harden in response. In response, I harden. My jaws protest that my mouth My jaws protest what my open mouth provides. But I'm unrelenting in my gift to you, intent on your fulfillment. I feel your body tense, Susanna. Why are you so quiet, Susanna? Are you getting close? You're so quiet, Susanna. Concentrating? Bearing down? Soon now, my love. Ecstasy approaches, Susanna. You push hard and fast against my tongue, shameless in using me, and I so willingly comply until you cry out, and in your satisfaction, I will find mine. But mine, Susanna, will be the greater, because I got you off, baby. You're mine, sister.
Susanna.
Susanna. Susanna, I'm crazy humping you.
Crazy loving you.
Susanna. Susanna. Susanna, I'm crazy fucking you. Susanna.
Susanna.
Susanna, you crazy fucking whore. I fucking hate you, Susanna.
Susanna.
You cunt bag.
Gianni Pugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear. L'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV, a colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Pugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now back to the show. Alrighty-o, kiddos, we're back. Thank you for enduring my little story time there. Now you all know about Susanna. Susanna's no longer in my life, and I'm available now, ladies. So feel free to hit me up. I'm on the air now for another 50 minutes at the number there on the screen, or you can hit it up on Skype. Goofy's here, Emmy's here, and we have Shagmy here as well. He's back. What's up, Shagmy?
Not much, just trolling the trollers, man.
Yeah, apparently Susanna was just what the doctor ordered. That pretty much snuffed out the raid, I think.
Yeah, I'm in their chat right now listening to them and everything like that. They're all pissed and mad.
You mad, bros? You mad?
Yeah, they're mad.
Good, good. I hope they're jelly, too.
Yeah, I hope their ass is like jelly.
And I hope their butt hurt. What else are they?
What
balls
else?
Balls to you, 4chan. Balls to you.
I hope it doesn't have to do with anything I was saying last night. I mean, I didn't try to disrespect them or anything. It's just the stuff on there was just completely over my head, you know? I actually don't even know how to describe it. It was just crazy.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's the internet, dude. Shit's crazy here. Welcome to the internet. Welcome back, dude. You were gone for 3 years, right?
Yeah, 3 years.
3 years, dude. Yeah. Well, welcome back, dude. Nothing's really changed. Just different. Wait, when you left, what was it? MySpace was kind of on top, and now it's more or less Twitter, I guess. and Facebook are vying for it. Well, I think Facebook is kind of dropping off, dude. They've been losing users, and them and Google Plus are trying to like clamp down on shit, trying to get everybody to be who they are, which sucks. I mean, who wants to be who they are? That's fucking boring.
I don't like Facebook. They kind of have a tendency to keep all your information and not delete it. They keep it on a database.
I hate that. I hate that too. Yeah, I'm not comfortable with that either. I agree.
I have a question though. If I have a picture of, let's say, some illegal activity that involved, I don't know, the president, would Facebook still keep it or would they have to delete it?
I don't know. You should find it. Try it and find out.
Where'd Mike? Mark? What is it? Mark Zuckerberg? Sucking fucking Berg? Whatever his name is. Markenberg.
Yeah. Mark fucking Berg.
I don't know his fucking name. Mark
okay.
Zuckerberg or something like that.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Sorry, Keishu, you're here. Did you think you were muted? Hello, Keishu?
What? What are you talking about?
You you PM'd me that you were vomiting at me. Why are you vomiting at me? Why are you projectiling in my direction? I don't get it.
Because of your Susanna song.
Oh, you don't like my Susanna song?
I've always hated that song, even back in the day.
Dude, it totally emptied out the chat room. It was the perfect anecdote for the fucking beatards. It was just what the doctor ordered.
I'm not gonna lie, I missed the nights when you would get like hardcore B rays. That was fun.
Well, we had the makings of one right there. I was not.
When there's like 400 in the chat, then we're good to go.
I'm not really interested in that either. But that was up to almost like 80 or something for a while there. So that's enough for me. No, right when I played Susanna, the chat just pretty much emptied out. So there we go. There's a use to that song. I've got more songs too that I karaoke to all kinds of shit. I came up with another one. I'm gonna record it. I don't know. I guess maybe I'll record it this week, in time for next week's show. But a Fruity Tuesday anthem.
Nice. I can't wait for that. That'll be fun.
Instead of goodbye, goodbye. What's that Rolling Stone song? Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. It'll be hello, Fruity Tuesday.
Nice.
Something
I
like
can't
that. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Job for that.
Good times.
Yeah, and somebody was calling me Vince. They was calling me Johnny Cash. I want to do a Johnny Cash song too. I want to do Ring of Fire.
Ring of herpes.
it'll be a burning anal reaming.
Op Wall Street.
Op Wall Street coming up in
yes.
a week and a half. Whatever, the 10th anniversary of 9/11 is coming up. Goofy Bones.
Oh, fuck that shit. Fuck 9/11. That was all a fucking government job.
Goofy Bone has a release coming out on Saturday. That's going to be huge. Hopefully we'll get an exclusive on some of those tracks when they're available, Goofy.
Goofy.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
That's Goofy's cousin, Lupe. Lupe. Or Paco. Is that Paco? I think it was Paco. It was his cousin Paco, who's his spokesperson when he's not able to talk.
Yes, Op Wall Street, September 17th. I might be able to get down there, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to have enough gas money to get back. So if anyone's down there, yeah, help me out. $5, $10, something like that. That would be appreciated. Then you got another body.
Motormouth News says I should do A Boy Named Sue. Okay. All right. Or I could do, I could do that one too. Sure. Why not? What the fuck? I'll go nuts. I'll do a whole Johnny Cash cover show. How about that? Just Johnny Cash karaoke all one night. That's the next time the B-tards show up, that's what I'll do. I'll just bust out karaoke, Johnny Cash, bam.
You know, this Chari shit, he craved the attention, and you guys give it to him, and he keeps going. Just stop talking about it, and it won't go on anymore. It's simple
as that. Who's talking about it? I'm not talking about it. Who's talking
about
it?
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying fucking Twitter was being blown up the other night or two nights ago.
Oh, yeah. People do encourage him, no doubt about it. And they don't help matters by trying to taunt him and dare him.
They keep him going.
Stuff. Yeah, and he'll just keep going, too, until he just can't go anymore.
Or until he's dead. I have a feeling he's not going to stop until he's dead, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, if you missed it earlier tonight, Forsaken tweeted out that the docs for Lil Wayne got doxed. On the show, we gave an exclusive right here earlier. Lil Wayne's apparently got like 12 different addresses. He's all over the place, man. He's in Louisiana. He's got one place in Louisiana. Another place in Louisiana. He looks like he's got like 5 places in Louisiana and 5 places in Miami Beach.
I wonder if he's going to have to buy some more houses to hide some more. He's definitely got the money.
I would hope so. I just love the, my favorite part of the docs, to be honest, my favorite part of the whole docs, whenever these kids do their doxing, the illustrations that lead into it. If I can paste that into the chat.
Nothing serious.
I tried to paste it into the chat. It didn't do it any justice. But
if
you look at the Team Poison paste bin, the Lil Wayne docs, they have the Lil Wayne docs.
It's
kind of nifty how they do it, dude.
I wonder if they really spent time just typing out all the characters out to make it look nice.
These people are geniuses. They think it all out down to the T, down to how they're gonna illustrate the beginning of the whole thing.
Wait, you wanna call him right now? I mean, I don't know if it's his cell phone number or a home phone number.
Call who? No, I'm not going to call him. Hell no.
Wayne Carter, motherfucker. I'll call him. I don't give a fuck.
You want to call him? All right, go ahead. Call him. I'm just going to sit here and listen. Go for it.
No, I'm joking. I don't have my shit set up right now.
Oh.
He probably already called. Well, no, it was the game that was blamed for the mob flash. No, I don't know. It's kind of tricky when you deal with gangsters like that. They got a lot of money. They got a lot of people underneath them. They got a big army.
Oh, no shit. Oh, no shit, dude. I'm not going to, I'm going to report. I'm the press here. I'm just going to report that allegedly Lil Wayne's docs were dumped on Pastebin by Team Poison. Allegedly.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with passing the word.
If anything, if his docs are out there, you would think they're doing him a favor by saying, hey, yo, Lil Wayne, check it out. Your shit's out there. You better get it buttoned up. And Lil Wayne's probably just like, oh, shit, I let my fucking guard down. This motherfucking Anonymous got me, man. Anonymous fucking got my ass. Bitches, you know? He's like, damn, Krayshawn warned me. Damn.
Like, yeah, I don't know why they take it, with good intentions. Oh, well, obviously someone knows where all my houses are. Now I got to put them in someone else's name or whatever.
Has anybody checked his Twitter out? I don't follow him on Twitter, Lil Wayne on Twitter. What's he saying on Twitter, or is he on Twitter? Some of these people are just smart, like Kobe Bryant, just like, fuck that, I'm not doing any Twitter. Fuck that. You fucking shitting me? I learned once, dude. I'm not.
Jackal just called him, apparently. I don't know what happened, though.
Really?
Tell Jackal, do tell.
Would that be his cell phone number? I can look it up right now.
Lil Wayne, Weezy F. Is that his thing? Weezy? Weezy F? 8 hours ago. Congrats to my blood menace. Just had a baby girl. Life is lovely. Love it. Fresh out the studio. Tired as shit. Fresh out the studio. Oh yeah, that's how it is, man. It's just you're either in the studio or you're out the studio. That's it, man. That's life. Ballin', man. 3 million followers.
Wow. 3 million. I have like what, 60 now? I guess I got to put out some stupid shitty music.
Oh, you know who I want to? I think everybody should have over 9,000 followers. I think at least everybody should have over 9,000 followers. But my 9,000? Friend...
9,000? There's no way that could be right!
Wait, what?
Wait, Vince, hold on a second. I was looking up the phone number that was in the docs,
uh-huh.
And it's registered under a name of Yolanda Lopez. 3800 Collins Avenue, Miami Beach, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Who the hell is Yolanda?
God knows. I have no idea.
Hmm. All right, you can continue. I'm going to look in a little bit more.
All right. Okie dokie. Shouts out to, who just sent me this? Sorry, I'm looking at my Twitter. Halcyon79 sent me this image bin picture of Orrin Hatch holding a Doom 2 game cartridge, it looks like. It says, I fucking love this game. I don't know why I thought that was funny, but Orrin Hatch, I guess, in the context, I don't know. Here. Shouts out. There it is right there. Boom. Oh, no. That's bing, bang, boom. Good times, people. Good times. I got Goofy Bone technically still on the line. Goofy, did you pass out? Emmy's still supposed to be on the line, too. She's been really quiet. Emmy, how you doing, girl? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing French homework.
What's that?
So I'm doing French homework.
Oh, French homework.
Yeah, I see you tomorrow. I totally forgot about it.
Do you want to practice some French on the air here for us? That would actually be pretty hot if you talked in French for a little bit. That would not that you don't turn me on already, but I think that would be even more.
I think my French is turned off. I don't speak.
You got to practice it though. How are you gonna? That's the way you learn a language. It's a first-hand experience. You just have to practice it.
Are you gonna take it back to me?
If you can quasi teach me, or at least cut and paste some words, so I can look at them and try to phonetically work
Google
them out.
Google Translate.
But then how do I know I'm saying it right? What's the point of practicing?
Bonjour, très sexy.
See, he knows how to speak French. You can talk to him.
Oh, I can only type so fast.
Yeah, hang on. Let me look this up.
Comment sans vos langues jambes. I don't know how to speak French.
Yeah, well, I guess that makes me feel a little better about my French.
How are your sexy long legs?
I mean, it's so cute. God, I can't get over how cute you are. I really can't.
Who?
Doing French homework, being all sexy.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Jackal is begging me.
Begging you for what?
Big French,
right?
Oh, yeah, you have to. That would be so hot right now. That would be really hot. You should do it. You need to practice it anyways. You might as well get us all excited with you know, your homework. It's like two birds with one stone. You can get us all turned on and practice your homework. Do your assignment. This is actually, you know, it'd be counterproductive not to do this.
I'll say one thing. One thing, that's it.
No, more than, what do you mean one thing? Like one word or like one whole like sentence?
One thing.
Ooh.
Is that a yes? You want to hear just one sentence?
Do it now.
I want to hear something. If it has to be one sentence and that's it, fine. Whatever you got, please indulge me. Us.
Je t'aime tu means I love you all.
Ooh, say that again one more time.
Je t'aime tu.
Je t'aime tu.
Je t'aime tu. We got a link to the word there a little bit. Not very good.
I don't know how to say I love you in French, but I can say I love you in Russian. Я люблю тебя.
J'adore. That means I love you.
Damn.
Sexy time.
It is. It's always sexy time, dude. What are you talking about, dude? I used to do a show called Party Sexy Time, and I don't even have to. And the thing is, I'd name it Party Sexy Time, and it never really turned into a Party Sexy Time. And now I don't name the shows Party Sexy Time, and now they're all part. And now they're basically Party Sexy Time. I think I like it. I think I like it this way better, to be honest. But it's just irony or whatever you want to call it. It is what it is. I'm Vince of the Bay. We got a half hour to go, and I'm on here with the ever present goddesses, Emmy and Kishu, and we are holding it down for a half an hour more, and we're trying to help Emmy with her homework. She's studying French. She's got a lovely delivery in French, and she's very shy. I don't know. You have no problem orgasming, you know, having an orgasm on my show, but it's like pulling teeth to get you to speak in French. How is that possible?
I don't know, because I just feel like I don't do the beautiful language justice.
Oh, honey, if I was worried about doing any language justice, I'd never open my fucking mouth. Half the people, actually more people should think like that, but still, I think you're being too hard on yourself. I think you've got a beautiful voice, and the only way you're going to do well in another language is by experiencing it firsthand and practicing it as much as you can. And we're giving
I guess
you
that's why I can read and write it so well. I'm pretty good at reading and writing it. And I just speak it very well.
Vince, I really want to hear my Nicki Minaj song tonight. Can we do that tonight before the show?
Absolutely not.
What? It's not nice. I've been fighting with my boyfriend.
Fruity Tuesday was yesterday. Fruity Tuesday was yesterday, and we can play that again on next week.
You didn't play like any of my songs yesterday. You didn't play not one of my songs yesterday. You played
all
yours.
Dude, yesterday was what? What are you talking about? You weren't even here. You weren't even here for your own goddamn show.
Here.
Are you kidding me?
I was there. You called in like
10 minutes. That was it.
No, my phone kept dying, but I was listening, and you didn't play any of my music.
Dude,
so you owe me at least one. That's all I
think that's right. I don't think that's right. Can we go back and... Does somebody have the show notes? Do we have...
It's very right.
I don't think so. I don't think that's right. I think yesterday was Fruity Tuesday.
You know what? You are the one that was like...
I do kind of like that song. I admit it. I kind of like that song.
You love it, whatever.
It grew on me. Yeah. All right, fine. Let's play the Nicki Minaj song. Here it is. Check it out. This is for you, Kishu. I love you. If you guys want to jump in here and hang out, the number 347-826-7667. Here's for Kishu and Nicki Minaj. Wait a second. Wait. Muttermouth, hang on a second. Before I get into the Nicki Minaj, Muttermouth News, 27 minutes till scroll. Yeah, that's good. That makes sense. 27 minutes till scrollathon. That sounds about right. Sounds good. 27 minutes to the scrollathon. I appreciate that. Good times, everybody. And once again, the scrollathon is pretty amazing. Once the show's over and you go back and look at the chat log, it's pretty fucking funny to read back that. And you can cut and paste a lot of interesting little things. Like Euronon News did a nice little job of the guy with the double flipping the bird with both fingers, both hands, with the smiley face. You know, you get good little gems like that. You can cut and paste and throw into your Twitter and annoy your time people, your friend's timeline. Yeah, it's good times, dude. All right, Nicki Minaj for Kishu. Be right back.
For the boys with the booming system, top town AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly coach. She a motherfucking drip, drip, tell her all the drip, drip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking ho. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with a thing on his eye. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell them who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj. I'm acting dude up. That cooped up and trust the youth up. Entrepreneur niggas in the mall goes. He can ball with the cool, he can sow loud. But I think I like a better when he's out loud. And I think I like a better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the penny's coming out. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, die, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj and Mac and Doja. Back coops up and chuck the juice up.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating,
in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Selassie, everybody. Motherfucking Selassie. If you just fucking listen to goddamn Selassie and stop hating in the Bay, you know, you'd be all good. Seriously, we wouldn't have any of this Op Bart stuff. Although I have to say, Op Bart really has brought me some newfound friends. I have some new acquaintances, I have to say, both on the internet and in real life. I've acquired some new friends during the course of the Op Bart operations. That was a lot of fun. I really appreciate everybody, you know, showing solidarity for these protesters, and they're going to do it again tomorrow in the Bay, Powell Station. That's where the most traffic is. That's probably the busiest station. That's where the cable car turnaround is. You got the Jesus freaks that protest there every day. Frank Chu will be in attendance, no doubt. I'm going to try to swing by at some point and see what's up. Yeah, dude. It should be good time. Good times. Once again, that's Spare the Fair being put on by No Justice, No Bart. No Justice, No Bart. They're located at nojusticenobart.blogspot.com. And they're going to be doing a protest tomorrow, Thursday, September 8th, the Powell Bart Street Station, 5 p.m. It's called Spare the Fair, No Money for Murder or for Police Brutality and Murder is what they're touting here. And good luck to them. Christoph and his crew are going to be out in force, I believe. And if you're down for that cause, you should enter the Bay. Check it out. I'm really interested to see how they're able to get everybody to crowd around enough to let people in for free. That's going to be interesting. I'm curious to see how that triangulates, but whatever. I got a couple callers on hold. Their hands are not raised, but if you want to get in on this, folks, we got 20 minutes to go. Press 1, raise your hand, and I'll put you on the show.
I have a message for Jackal.
Oh, please share it.
He's not allowed to die. It's not acceptable.
Who said he was going to die?
I don't know. You can ask him. But
I agree with him. Not acceptable at all.
So, Shagmi, you have a new Bart slogan?
Yeah. The new slogan is, eat my bullets. Get it?
All right, wait, let's try that again. Say that again. Slow it down a little bit, but do it again.
Eat my bullets.
One more time.
Eat my bullets.
Perfect.
Are you recording me?
Well, yeah. Technically, every show you call into, you're being recorded.
Well, I know. I'm trying to make sure.
This is essentially a live podcast, recorded podcast. Yeah. So once the show is over, you can get it on MP3 immediately. Pretty much after you can subscribe to it through iTunes. You can listen back to it on the show page. It's time stamped. It's all recorded, dude. It's just here forever.
Yeah, I'm going to be packing my bags right now. I'll see you guys on the West Coast.
Yeah. you should bring crappy airbags with you, too.
You know what? Crappy Tires told me to do it. He was the one that did the whole Lyndon Johnson thing. Now he wanted me to say the slogan, so blame him.
Oh. So you're gonna be there on September 17th, Saturday night, right? Crappy.
Yeah.
Now you know there's two crappies, right? There's crappy tires and there's crappy airbags. Crappy
yeah.
airbags. Airbags is gonna be there reporting live. And we got to make sure we coordinate and get you on as well, dude. Because I'm gonna do a show. I'm gonna try to do a show during some window at that point, and it'd be great to get you on as well.
Yeah, I'll definitely go on somehow. I got to blend in with the crowd because if I wear my mask, you know, people are gonna notice something. So I got to blend in good.
Oh yeah, the thing that I learned at these protests, if you want to be anonymous, truly anonymous, don't wear a mask.
Yeah.
That's the last thing you want to do. That is the last thing you want to do. But God, you know, God bless the people that did wear the masks because that's, you know, somebody's got to do it. There needs to be boots on the ground people that get it, you know, that are just, you know, and for the most part, I think some of these protesters were just already the existing protesters that are just like, oh, you mean this time around, all we have to do is put on these plastic masks instead? All right, whatever, sure, we're anonymous today, cool. You know, no justice, no peace. They're just saying the same shit, doing the same shit, except now they have the masks on, and it's great, good for them, man. It's just another sort of tactic that free speech advocates and, you know, civil disobedience folks can use to kind of just mind fuck the powers that be. It's kind of an underhanded trick, but it works so easy. It just blows me away that all these kids had to do was put on plastic masks and they got a shit storm of fucking media coverage. It just defies logic.
It works. It
yeah.
fucking works.
I mean, I plan on wearing my mask all day on September 17th because I can't be at the actual event. So I'm just going to wear my mask all day.
It would still count. It would definitely help. Who knows? Maybe someone would be able to pick you up and drive you all the way over there.
I'm actually sexier with the mask on, to be honest. I'm sexier with it on. It's better to leave it up. It's better to leave the face up to the imagination. In my circumstances, but there was a lot. There's a lot of good looking protesters that I would definitely not want to have masked because.
I don't know if I look better with or without it.
There's a lot of cute girls that go to these protests. I've noticed.
Is Keishi still on here?
Like the active, yeah, she's here. The activist chicks tend to be cuties. You don't want them covered up. You want to see that shit, dude. You need some eye candy when you're out there fucking taking it to the man. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Keishi didn't wear any mask. She just like fucking. I'm Keishi, bitch.
Well, she also doesn't say the kind of shit that I would say. You know, I pushed the I crossed the line a lot, so I have to, you know, kind of be in the shadows at times here and there, because people are intimidated with what I say, and I really don't give a fuck, but it's just how it rolls.
That's how we do it. If you missed it earlier, Lil Wayne got doxxed by Pinpoint, and we got raided by 4chan.
Yeah.
Wow.
I apologize, 4chan. Go ahead. You can raid me. You can do whatever. I really don't care. I'm pretty sure my pictures are pretty... I'm pretty sure, yeah. My half-naked picture is somewhere on that forum.
You're half-naked. I have full-naked pictures on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know how Twitter just lets that slide.
Well, they're not actually on Twitter. You're basically posting a link to somewhere off of Twitter, so it's technically not ever on Twitter.
What is it? Y-Frog?
It's like when people dox, They don't get in trouble when they put a pastebin link, but they get in trouble when they put the actual, like, physically write it into the text. Like when Kayla got suspended. You know, the people are doxing left and right with links, but once you actually type it in there, that's when you get busted, and that's what happened to Kayla. She was suspended for, what, like 2 weeks, I think, for doing that shit?
I'm looking at the pictures right now. Yesterday there was a lot more. Now there's only, like, what, 8? What the hell happened? Yeah.
You can find them on Sexy Fox.
No, I'm talking about the picture with you, not with you, with the bong on the floor. That bong looks so sexy.
It's definitely my baby.
Oh, check it out! There's a new sexy fox. Sexy fox just messaged me a new sexy fox with VITB on the bike, and in the background there, if you look at that picture. In the background, that van, that sheriff's van, that's the van, that's Christoph getting banned right there in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Literally,
I
dude.
I see it.
That's Op Bart 3, dude. Op Bart 3. You go, Op Bart 3 right there.
Okay.
And I'm on the horn right there. I'm on the horn right there, like, yelling at the cops, going like, oh, thanks. Thank you, guys, I for serving and protecting. I feel safe already. Thank you so much. I'm on the megaphone just reaming him. And I talked to Christoph the other day, and he's like, dude, I heard you rode your bike right by me. I heard you screaming on the megaphone. He's like, I thought it was hilarious. That was so funny, man. I wish I had my my little camera mounted on my bike recording that whole time. Next time I'm gonna. You know, mount that. I used to have a little rig when I would do the, what do you call it, critical mass. I don't know where you guys are if they have critical mass, but here in San Francisco they have a huge critical. It's probably the biggest critical mass gatherings. It's basically like a bike party every last Friday of the month, and they gather downtown at the plaza. And usually it's on an average night, it's probably like 300 or 400 deep bikers that just take over the streets and just parade around the streets all night and fuck up traffic and everything. And yeah, I used to mount a little camera mount to record some of that shit, because it's wild. It's basically like just a big party on bikes. People have, you know, they trail like sound systems around with them and shit. It's fucking wild. Op No Bart should fucking team up with them, or Op Bart and No Justice No Bart should team up with those dudes, man, and ride with them. I know they've done stuff in the past in solidarity with, like, Food Not Bombs. They did Bikes Not Bombs a couple of years back. It's crazy, man, how things, like, in San Francisco, seeing the evolution of activism here. Right now, like, seriously, activism in San Francisco is always going on in the Bay Area. But there hasn't been a lot of mass protests in a long time, especially since Obama's been in office. And it's kind of funny because I remember around 2003, it was like Armageddon here in downtown San Francisco the day that they invaded Iraq. It was and for the subsequent like year or 2 or 3 years after that, solid, there was protests and demonstrations. Sometimes there were marches of upwards of like 300,000 people protesting the war. The anti-war movement was so fucking thick, it was nuts. And that was just because of one war. They were so pissed because of one war. And now Obama's got up to like what, 8 wars now technically? If you count all these like CIA black ops and all these People Party you know, color revolution fake, you know, people power coups that are happening in the Arab Spring right now. All these fake revolutions that are happening in the Middle East.
It's a waste of fucking money.
Yeah.
Where's
yeah.
my
all,
job,
where,
fucker?
Where are these 300,000 anti, you know, war movement people now? They're nowhere. It's like a goddamn ghost town here. It's like pulling teeth to get people fired up about, some people getting killed by the cops on BART. I can't believe people. This is the same town that started the Summer of Love, you know, and had this mass, counterculture revolution. Now they're like it's like a major inconvenience for somebody to have a fucking free speech protest against police brutality. Certainly that's an inconvenience in San Francisco of all places. I can't believe it. It's fucking ridiculous, dude.
I think people need to start being shot or something. Mm-hmm. I take that back.
Yeah, too late, bro.
Oh, shit.
It's already happening. But
yep,
whatever.
Off Wall Street, September 17th. I'll be there. Where are you, feds?
Good times, people. Good times. Oh, man. Kishu, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I've been sick all day, so I'm not feeling too good. So I've just been, like, laying low. And I'm going to, like, after the show. I just woke up to do the show, and I'm going to go back to sleep after the show.
All right, dude. Cool. Well, we're going to sign off in a second. The show's almost over. God, and the fucking time flies. It's pretty much over, dude. So I think it's about time to just go around the horn and give some shout-outs and fucking call it a night. Kishu, any shout-outs or parting thoughts?
Twitter.com/KishuZykova, KIESHUZYKOVA. I love all of you. You guys are amazing. Give mad shout-outs to Emmy and Jackal. I love them so much. So much. And Jackal, like Emmy said, you are not allowed to die. All there is to it. Vince, will you play a Limousine song? I haven't heard that in so long.
The internet song?
How about Very Busy People? That sounds good.
I kind of like the internet song.
I haven't heard Very Busy People in so long.
I haven't heard the internet song in a long time.
But I love the line where it's like, you know, they're talking about bapping to pictures online. Anyways, I don't know. It's just so good. And then, like, I got an iPod like a pirate ship. It's like the best line ever.
Okay, fine, fine. We'll do that one. That's Very Busy People.
Yes.
Okay. That'll be the end of the show. You guys can do your scroll-a-thon. That'll be your theme music for the scroll-a-thon as we ride into the sunset, as per Kishu. Goofy Bone, are you still there, dude? Goofy, wake up. Hello, Goofy Bone. Earth to Goofy Bone.
Yeah, what's up, Vince? What's popping?
Hey, man. Dude. Hey, bro. Show's about over. We're going around the horn giving shout-outs and final
the
thoughts.
Over. Time is it? Fuck, I
passed out. No. Yeah, dude, it's fucking 11:55, man. We got 5 minutes to go. Show's almost. This is it, dude.
Man, I'm sorry, Vince. Was I snoring on your show? I didn't mean to. Oh man, I passed the fuck out. I'm sorry, Vince. Much love, everybody.
Right on, dude. You want to give us one more little teaser on your record that's going to drop this weekend? What's up with that?
Just check it out, people. Y'all want my record? Go ahead, hit me up. It's all over my Twitter, twitter.com/goofybone. Legal Alien 91011. Check it out, people.
Oh, gee, motherfucking Goofy Bone in the building. Shagmi, anything you'd like to say before we sign off here?
Add me on Twitter. Expect me to be in Wall Street. I don't know if I'm going to bring a tent, but I'm definitely going to bring my weapon of choice, my voice. Yeah, it kind of rhymed. Oh, yeah, definitely shout-outs to Tibbs for helping me out with actually giving me access to one of his web servers for doing some stuff. It's really bringing it back. A lot of stuff for me and everything like that. And I want to say, fuck you guys for scrolling too early. And that's it.
Yes, they are scrolling early. That's, I don't know if I approve of that. Do I have to put the show on martial law just to finish? I haven't even got to Emmy yet, and you guys are already scrolling. Fuck it. Emmy, we got to sign off here in a minute. Any parting thoughts or shout-outs you'd like to share with us?
Just that I also love you all, especially Kishu. I'm going to poke Jackal in the eye
and he's not allowed to die ever. And I think that's it.
Right on. Well, thanks for coming through again, honey, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, last half of tomorrow's show.
Oh, motherfucking yeah, yeah. And until then, folks, hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Shouts out to everybody. Jesus Christ, you guys are already goddamn scrolling. All right, really quick, shouts out to Anand Sicko, Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Cherry Bomb, Cyber War News, Goose Cream Soup, Isnan Kishu, Lulsec Own, MG Grebes, MILFtastic in the building. Shouts out to MILFtastic. Long time no see in the chat room there. Good to see you, honey. Motormouth News in the building. Already primed and ready to go with the scroll-a-thon. Wow. Major scroll-a-thon action going in the chat room. I'm glad I'm getting the fuck out of here. Rednecks in the building. Raffle Copper, Ryan No, Shagmi, Smithsonian Anon, Stabby McHugs. Shouts out, Stabby McHugs. What's up, homie? Wendigo and a bunch of guest listeners. Thanks to Shari Wongs for turning out earlier. Sorry we had I apologize for the technical difficulties, but that's it. I'm out of here. Shouts out to Jackal as well for holding me down. Getting in your request on time like a good, solid, upstanding individual. Peace out, everybody. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And here's Keyshoe's request, Very Busy People. I'm out.
I'm you very nice.